I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Wednesday, September the 24th, 2025. A nearly two-year investigation into fentanyl trafficking has rocked Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, resulting in the indictment of 33 individuals connected to a deadly drug and firearms operation. Sparked by a Murfreesboro man's fatal overdose in late 2023, the probe was led by Murfreesboro Police and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, with support from Smyrna Police and other agencies. Authorities uncovered a massive drug network operating between Nashville and Murfreesboro, seizing over 15 pounds of fentanyl, enough to kill more than 3 million people. Along those charged were Keith Denton, Michael Denton, and Joby Elliott, all facing second-degree murder. Investigators also intercepted planned violent crimes, preventing a potential homicide in early 2025. The operation is considered one of Middle Tennessee's most significant fentanyl crackdowns. Meanwhile, in Laverne, a different kind of high-stakes challenge is underway. Students at Laverne High School were stunned as racing legend Scott Parker surprised them with a unique mission: build a flat-track motorcycle from the ground up in 174 school days. Part of Northern Tool and Equipment's Legends Build initiative, the project immerses students in motorsports, engineering, and craftsmanship. With support from icons like Chris Carr and Kyle Petty, and backing from Nissan North America and Motlow State, the effort showcases Rutherford County Schools' commitment to career readiness. The completed bike will be raced, then auctioned off to benefit trade education and nonprofit causes. A powerful ride with a powerful purpose. Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro recently welcomed New York Times columnist and PBS contributor David Brooks for its annual Constitution Day observance. Hosted at Tucker Theater and organized by MTSU's American Democracy Project, the event brought students, faculty, and community members together for a thought-provoking panel titled "We the People: The Place of U.S. Constitution in Students' Everyday Spaces." Brooks joined student panelists to discuss civic responsibility, institutional trust, and the Constitution's modern-day relevance, calling the current period a moral convulsion. Brooks noted a reoccurring American cycle of disillusionment followed by reform. The conversation encouraged students in Murfreesboro and throughout Rutherford County to critically examine how constitutional values intersect with their own lives. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals has affirmed the 124-year sentence of Christopher Allen Ayotte, a Davidson County man convicted of multiple heinous child sex crimes. Ayotte pled guilty in May of 2024 to charges including rape of a child, aggravated sexual battery, and possession of over 100 images of child sexual abuse. Investigators uncovered disturbing materials that he both collected and created, involving multiple victims across several years. On appeal, Ayotte challenged his offender classification and the trial court's decision to impose consecutive sentences. However, the court found his objections waived and the trial judge's decision within legal bounds. The sentence, which Ayotte must serve at 100%, remains in place, concluding in the year 2146. Murfreesboro emergency crews responded to yet another vehicle into building crash, this time at the Smoothie King on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just blocks from the MTSU campus. Authorities say a 19-year-old driver accidentally hit the gas pedal while attempting to park, causing a Toyota RAV4 to slam into the storefront. The collision scattered two windows and damaged brickwork, but a store employee suffered only a minor arm injury from broken glass. Murfreesboro Building and Codes officials assessed the site for structural safety, while the timeline for repairs remains uncertain. The incident comes just 4 months after a similar crash at a dental office on South Church Street, where construction is only now wrapping up, highlighting delays in contractor availability across Rutherford County. Meanwhile, Tennessee U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn has introduced the Undersea Cable Protection Act of 2025, a bill focused on safeguarding America's critical undersea fiber optic infrastructure. Co-led in the House by Representative Earl Carter, known as Buddy, of Georgia, the legislation would streamline permitting by eliminating redundant federal requirements for cables already authorized by state or federal agencies. The bill also mandates greater interagency cooperation, especially within the U.S. National Marine Sanctuaries. Blackburn emphasized the importance of protecting undersea cables to maintain national security and digital competitiveness, Industry groups, including the Telecommunications Industry Association and the International Connectivity Coalition, have endorsed the legislation, citing its role in securing America's leadership in emerging technologies like artificial intelligence. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and on X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or a comment on YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.